Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
Hello, Memphis. This is Reverend Charles Hodges with High Rhythm Section. You are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city's soul. Continue to listen.
And good morning, Memphis. A little different weather today, but hey, it's great. It's a wonderful Sunday. Get out and have some fun. Listen to the radio. This is Nancy, you're listening to Memphis Undercover. We're going to get started this morning with one from James Luther Dickinson.
Right this way, ladies and gentlemen, right this way to see the greatest conglomeration of curiosities ever gathered together under one canvas tent. See the Indian rubber boy and two-ton Tiny, the fat lady. See Prince Juju Bobo, the sword swallower. He also is the snake charmer. See Princess Karma perform her spectacular dance, suspended up high above the heads of the audience on the pallid surface no larger than a silver die. She performs a dance accompanied by the weird music of a tom-tom orchestra, lit by myriad rays of thousands of tiny electric light bulbs. Every nerve, every muscle, every fiber of her body quivers like jelly in the bowl. Your friends, family, and children, or they will reproach you in later life for this uncalled for lack in their education. One dime, two nickels, a tenth part of a dollar, you may receive instructions. Don't push, don't shove, there's room for one and all. A baka man once stood outside of a big sideshow and loudly cried, right this way, we have the main attraction. With us today, the dancing princess, slim and tall. She doesn't move her feet at all. They say she drove the sultan to distraction. Well, Hiram Green pulled out a dime. He says, pause, I'm here to have a time. Give me your seat down front, far as I'm allowed. He stayed in there 4 hours about. At last they threw poor Hiram out. As they did so, he hollered to the crowd, oh, how she danced. She dances. I've never seen such movement in my life. It beats that dance they call Salome. Say, boys, you all would stay at home if you could only teach it to your wife. Billy Joe Winghead the Geek, captured in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where at the tender age of 14, he had been helplessly incarcerated in the attic by his parents. He eats rats, mice, and chickens, and other living organisms. Yes, friends, he eats them alive.
Like a tambourine, gets you through. was at this carnival just a few years ago. No big deal, Ferris wheel, same old stuff, you know. And I wandered around the grounds until I found this little tent. Man outside made a speech, and this is how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. It was the same old line, except for one part. He said, it don't cost no money, you got to pay with your heart. Dude of these men,
you know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Well, I went inside and I looked around for a seat. The lights went low and the drums played a beat. Then this girl come out dressed in a scarf and a sneeze, and she did a little dance that made me weak in the knees. She danced just like her back had no bone, while the band played a tune they called the Main Street Moan. Turned her head and she looked straight at me. I must have jumped at least 6 feet in the air. And when I come down, that girl wasn't there.
Oh, Sharon,
what do you do to these men?
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Come this dude with curly red hair. He had a big bushy beard and he was built like a bear. He said, you stop your shouting, there's no more to the show. And if you want to breathe right, you all better go. I didn't hang around, I headed straight for the door. But on my way out, I heard that big bear roar. Do the least, man.
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Well, every night that show played, I was right there. I stayed out of the reach of that mean red bear. And it was just like the man had said in his speech at the start. When the carny left town, it took a piece of my heart. down in my bones every time I hear a band play that Main Street Mom.
Oh, Sharon!
Child, what do you do to these men?
You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again.
Story about a friend of mine from out in the Midwest. He's a tall, handsome guy, and Jack, he really knows how to dress. He wears nothing but the best at no times that money can buy. I've watched him so often pay as high as $100 just for one necktie. He was something to look at when he came on the scene. Check, that cat was clean. He used to change his vines at least 7 times a day. And what he paid for them, Jim wasn't he. Like one vine alone, cost the cat $3,000. And he had 2 $50,000 rings. And he wore one on each hand. Check, that cat was clean. When Bobo walked down the street, he'd sweep the average woman right off her feet. Another thing I like about it, Jim, that cat was built. And the shirt she wore cost $1,000 a piece, handmade out of pure Japanese silk. Jack, that cat was clean. He had coal black hair and his teeth was white as snow. The chicks used to scream when Bobo walked in the door. He'd sometimes smile and give the girls a wink. And the top coat he was wearing was hand-stitched, fur-lined, out of pure genuine. Check, that cat was clean. He had a pair of shoes, I ain't never seen a pair like that. And what he used to wear with them was a pair of silk slacks, cost him 7 bills, and a $500 genuine Panama hat. Jack, that cat was clean. The gloves he wore must have cost him $800 a pair. And he had a pair to match everything that he'd wear. And every time he went out, I don't care when, you'd always see him wearing that $70,000 stick pin. Jack, that cat was clean. I got a long-distance call late yesterday. Yeah, you guess it, all right. It was from Bobo. And he said he just bought a jet and he was headed this way. So here's a tip to all you so-called playboys with them fine creatures. You better get them out of sight before Bobo comes on the scene. Because the way that cat dresses Jim and with his dough, if he hit on one of them, ain't no way in the world she can say no. Because that cat will be clean, clean, clean. Ooh-wee! That cat will be clean.
Came around and the Hi, this is Willie Clayton, and you're listening to 91.7 WYXR. For all the good sound, all the good music, if you're looking for some good soul and blues, then you're in the right place, baby. I just love me some you.
And you are back here at Memphis Undercover. Here at WYXR, this is Nancy with you till 9. We just heard from Ural Thomas. I'm a Whole New Thing was the name of that tune. I'm going to send that one out to my daughter, Rachel, because it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Rachel. You're a whole new thing. And before that, we heard from Dr. Horace with Jack That Cat Was Clean. Sharon, I love that song, from David Bromberg. And James Luther Dickinson started us up at the top of the hour here. But right now, we're going to hear some more music. This is from Lorenz Graham, 900 Miles From Home.
Well, I'm walking down the track, I got tears in my eyes, trying to read a letter from my home. This train
made us Can't you spare me one pin cord? Lord, I walk
Long Road Ahead from Jim Ford. And before Jim, let's see, we heard a new tune from Dana Gillespie entitled Smooth Seas, Rough Seas, and started that set off with Lorenz Graham. This is Nancy, you're listening to Memphis Undercover. And we're going to be right back with more music.
Support for WIXR and the 2025 Stereo Sessions comes from Independent Bank, serving Memphis, its businesses, and the greater community. You can find more information on how iBank can help you navigate your financial journey and hear client stories at i-bankonline.com.
Programming on WIXR is brought to you by a grant from Arts Memphis, who has invested $100 million into our local arts community to teach, uplift, unite, and engage Memphians of all ages and zip codes.
Want to reach a passionate audience who loves Memphis's arts and music scene? Sponsor WIXR and connect your brand with the city's creative community. More information at wixr.org/sponsorship.
Hey folks, it's Mark Edgar Stewart here, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM.
All right, thank you, Mark. We got some music now from the Chamber Strings. This is called Dead Man's Poise.
Thank you. coming on the radio. It had to be a bit in tune. It makes me think about a friend I know. I used to live in dirty rooms. I was thinking about Marigold. I was speaking of a rose. I've never been inside this dream before.
Thank you. Olivia. You are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Thank you, Olivia. This is Nancy. You're listening to Memphis Undercover for around another 14 more minutes. And at 9, we got Brandy coming in with Putting On Airs, so stay tuned. We just heard from Jan Panter with Scratch My Back, the International Submarine Band before that with The Russians Are Coming, and Frank McGowan, Manic. Some more Memphis music there. We're going to hear now from Pete Molinari, and I Came Out of the Wilderness.
Yeah. cups you fill, though some of it spilled, it still did the job more than fine. I said you just don't know who I am. A sour, ambitious man. My mind is in hell, from heaven it fell, and my soul is still on the man. Now little Debbie McClark, she drugged me out into the dark. It happened to be I was too drunk to see, and I yelled out a vulgar remark. Oh, you just don't know who I am. A sour, ambitious man. My mind is in hell, from heaven it fell, my soul is still on the land. Back in my room, which serves as a drunkard's tomb, and at night in my sleep I will wrestle my sheets, and in dreams I'm humming this tune. I said you just don't know who I am. So ambitious man. My mind is in hell, from heaven it fell, my soul is still on.
Wasn't right, a gift of my own family tree. I was trying so damn hard, hoping that it might not be something I knew it could be. She never worried if I came home a little late. She'd fix me a plate and she'd wait there, hoping soon that I'd walk in, squeeze her hand and tell her everything is fine when things ain't fine. We laugh for a while. Hear a thing when people say I'm gonna be out there.
All right, Mark Edgar Stewart there. So I'm yesterday down at the Arts Festival. Lots of fun. Anyway, I'm out of here. Brandy's up next with Putting on Airs. Here are the Summer Dolls with Dance, Dance, Dance.